the director of a laboratory in Wuhan has rejected claims that the coronavirus pandemic originated in his facility. Conspiracy theorists have claimed COVID-19 was synthesized by the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Refuting the claims, Yuan Zhiming, a professor with the institute and the director of its National Biosafety Laboratory, says they don't have the intention and the ability to design and construct a new coronavirus. He also rejected theories that the lab had accidentally released a coronavirus he had harvested from bats for research purposes, saying their biosecurity procedures are strictly enforced. Yuan also says it's still unclear where the disease started. Most scientists now say the virus originated in wildlife, with bats and pangolins identified as possible host species. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling on all BRICS countries to stand firm by multilateralism and by the UN-centered international system. During a video conference of BRICS foreign ministers on COVID-19, Wang Yi encouraged countries to enhance coordination on macroeconomic policies to curb recession, create jobs, protect livelihoods, and stabilize the global economy. He also called for sustaining coordination to keep up secure and smooth functioning of global industrial and supply chains. No COVID-19 deaths have been reported on the Chinese mainland for 13 consecutive days. The death toll stood at 4,633 after Wuhan corrected its number of infections and deaths earlier this month. On Monday, China saw the biggest number of imported cases discharged from hospitals in a single day. An Australian research clinic is conducting human trials for a COVID-19 vaccine developed by a China-based biotechnology company. Linear Clinical Research in Perth says it will be recruiting volunteers within the next 2 months. Healthy adults and elderly participants are chosen to carry out phase 1 clinical trial. The S-trimer vaccine aims to help the body produce antibodies to fight the novel coronavirus. If initial tests are successful, the trial will be expanded to include thousands more participants worldwide. Chinese military has confirmed that it's monitoring a U.S. warship in the South China Sea. The U.S. vessel entered the territorial waters off the Xisha Islands without China's permission on Tuesday. The PLA Southern Theater Command deployed air and navy forces to monitor and verify the ship and warned it to leave. A spokesman for the command urges the U.S. side to stop military operations that are not conducive to regional security and peace and stability. The postponed 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games will be cancelled if the coronavirus pandemic isn't brought under control by next year. The president of Tokyo 2020's organizing committee ruled out further delays. The head of Japan's Medical Association warned it would be exceedingly difficult to hold the games next year if a vaccine has not been found. It added it's only possible if the infections are brought under control not only in Japan but globally. A research team led by the Yale School of Public Health is suggesting that death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States is significantly higher than what's been reported. The team recorded an estimated 15,400 excess deaths, nearly two times as many as were publicly attributed to COVID-19 in early weeks of the pandemic. In New York State, excluding New York City, the Yale analysis shows about 1,700 more residents than would be expected had died as of April the 4th. The United States said it was ready to recognize Israel's annexation of much of the West Bank, but asked the new unity government to negotiate with the Palestinians. U.S. President Donald Trump gave the green light to annexations in January. His Middle East plan would let Israel annex Jewish settlements in the West Bank. The Palestinians would be granted a sovereign but demilitarized state along with promises of major investment. They've refused to negotiate with the Trump administration. China has 904 million internet users as of March this year. Over 99% of them, or 897 million people, are accessing the internet through mobile phones. The number of internet users in China's rural areas stood at 255 million. Online video users account for 94% of China's internet population. The majority of them are short video users.